الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
صلوات
محمد وآل محمد. Aim and objective of the revolution of our third Imam was reform within the Muslimin and Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. As he described himself, if some of the historians and speakers, whether deliberately, willingly or unwillingly, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, whether because of the influence of any group or the wealth, if they are writing this, it was battle and that battle was political, so it is absolutely wrong. Imamani qama aw qa'ada. They are imam, whether they declared peace or they went for the fight or jihad fi sabilillah. But remember, look in the whole life of our masumin from the time of our prophet till our third imam. Rasul, his title is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But when Quran talks about our Rasul, Quran is saying, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you Rahmah, not for the people, those who are in Makkah or Medina. رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Universal Rahmah. In Urdu Majlis, we are talking about the globalization and those things. Inshallah, we will continue this thing. But remember one thing. Rasul, he is رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is Rahmah. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Wasiyat rahmatahu kull shay. We are reciting in Dua-i Kumail. In Quran Majid, there are the ayat where Quran is saying, Inna rahmati qareebun min al-muhsaleen. Certainly my rahmat is closer to the people, those who are doing good. Muhsaleen, it is plural, not singular. Inna rahmati qareebun min al-muhsaneen. And remember one thing, if the rahmat of Allah is close to someone, is it possible that person will enter in the Jahannam? Inna rahmati qareebun min al-muhsaneen. No, one more thing. We are reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are starting with the name of Allah, Rahman and Rahim. Merciful and beneficent. In Surah Al-Hamd, we are saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, merciful and beneficent. These two words, Rahman and Rahim, derive from one word, and it is Rahmah. And Rahmat means what? Blessing? Favor? But why Quran is eloquent book, then why Allah repeated these two qualities in the Bismillah also and in the Surah Al-Hamd also? A person he asked from our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Mala, what is the meaning of Rahman? What is the meaning of Rahim? When we are reading some Quran Majid ayat, or we know about some of the translation and tafsir, then we are saying, see, Alhamdulillah, I have enough knowledge of the Quran Majid. Whether our language is not Arabic, we are speaking English, Urdu or any other language other than Arabic. But when we are knowing something about the Quran-e-Majid, Alhamdulillah, we have the enough knowledge of the Quran-e-Majid. These people to whom Allah sent this Quran-e-Majid, they were the Arabic speaking. They were knowing that what is Rahman, they were knowing that what is Rahim, but these people, they are going and asking from Rasul-e-Khuda. Why they are asking? Because Rasul is saying, Ana madinatul ilm waliun baduha. Why? Because Quran is saying, Yu'allimuhul kitab wal hikmah. Allah sent him to teach book and wisdom. And remember, Quran, whenever talks about the other prophets, Quran said, they were alim. I'm summarizing my lecture. But when Quran talks about Rasul Khuda, Quran is saying Muallim. What is the meaning of Muallim? What difference between Alim and Muallim? Alim, the one who is a scholar, learned person, who studied, who went to the school, who went to the Hawza, who went to the university, who has the degrees and qualifications and certificates and diplomas. That person is known as Alim. Maybe you will find a person, he is a very good Alim, but you are saying Alhamdulillah is very good Alim, but he is not good orator. He is very good Alim, but he is not very good teacher. So that means whenever you are talking about someone and you are saying that person is Alim, so maybe that person is Alim, but you are not saying that that person at the same time he is a good teacher. Because it is not necessary the one who is Alim, he should be the very good teacher. But whenever you are saying he is very good teacher, that means it's proof that he is a very good Alim. So when Quran describe about Rasul Khuda, Quran is not saying he is Alim, but Quran is saying he is Muallim. So يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ He was a Muallim. So he came to teach the people. Person asked, tell me what is the meaning of Rahman and Rahim, derived from one word. He is Arab, not Indian and Pakistani, not belong to United States or UK. Ya Rasulullah, tell me, O Mawla, say me. Said Rahman, that means Allah is Rahman in this world for everyone. Whether you are kafir, whether you are mu'min. Allah is giving ni'mah, favor, life, rizq, awlad, children, success, ni'mah, everything Allah given to everyone. There is no discrimination. There is no division. No, he is mu'min, so I will give him. He is kafir, I will not give to him. Remember, this is my subject in Urdu language, wilaya. When we are talking about the wilayat of Allah, Rasul and Imam, remember the people when they went to our first Imam and they said, Mawla, why you are assisting these people? Because they refuse your Imam. They snatch your right. They create problem for you. They make you alone. They oppress you, they oppress your people. These people, they are abusing you. In the time of our first Imam, these people, they started abusing him. But Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, because whole family is rahmah for the world and the universe. Imam is quiet. Imam, he is assisting people, helping people. He was kind. See, in Persian there is a couplet where shair is saying, poet is saying, Dostana kuja kuni mahroom, tu ke ba dushmana nazar dari. How come you will not be kind to your people, your follower, your lover? You are kind to your enemy. He was kind to Ibn Muljim. He was kind to Amr ibn Abdawud. He was kind to the people, those who were trying to kill him. He associated with the people, those who were trying to take the right of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima Zahra. Salamullah alayha salawat. You are trying to understand what is Karbala and why Hussein stood. It was political war. Remember, Rahman and Rahim, Allah is Rahman for everyone in this world. But Rahim, He is Rahim only for the Akhirah. This Akhirah for whom? Wal Akhirah, you remember, second majlis, Wal Akhirah lil Muttaqeen. Not third and fourth. You may check in website also. Wal Akhirah lil Muttaqeen. Akhirah could end for the Muttaqi and pious. Who is Muttaqi? Who is pious? Quran itself is saying, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Pray, fast, give charity, recite Quran, read Quran, understand Quran, recite Zikr, Tasbih, you try to do any good action. List of the thousand of the good amal. Few of them I mentioned. Do it. Whether Allah will accept? Quran never said, I will accept your amal. Quran said, I will accept the amal of the one who is muttaqi and pious, God-fearing. Muttaqi, what is the meaning of muttaqi? The one who is God-fearing, he is muttaqi. One who is righteous, he is muttaqi. One who is pious, he is muttaqi. One who is purified, he is muttaqi. One who is clean heart, he is muttaqi. One who is not jealous to anyone, he is muttaqi. In short, we can say, the one who is duteous towards Allah, Rasul and Imam, he is muttaqi. When the people, they went to our first Imam, they said, why you are helping these people? They are enemies, they took your right and huquq. Imam said, see, this is a different thing. But I am Imam, I am doing my job. You understand this sentence? I am doing